4-H families, and welcome to Barn Chatter. Barn Chatter is a podcast series that's focused on the 4-H animal science projects. I'm Leah Jacobs, and I'm currently a sophomore here at Purdue University studying agricultural education with an animal science minor. I was real involved in both FFA and 4-H. I was a 10-year 4-H member who showed boar goats, beef cattle, as well as swine. And so I'm excited to be hosting this podcast today, and with us we have Aaron Fisher, the 4-H Extension Specialist. So Aaron, welcome to Barn Chatter. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Like Leah said, my name is Aaron Fisher, and I'm a 4-H Extension Specialist with Indiana 4-H, and I have been in this role for about 7 years. I provide leadership to the 4-H Animal Science Projects. Prior to this job, I worked in extension and teaching roles for about 10 years at the University of Tennessee.
All right, Aaron, thanks so much for joining us. Today we're going to be talking specifically about the ID requirements for our animals. So let's get into the chatter. If you could just please explain the purpose of these requirements and why they're important.
Animal ownership and ID deadlines set the parameters for the program year. This teaches youth to meet deadlines and attention to detail. It also ensures that they have appropriate time to learn with their animal. Remember, this is not just a show. It is about the learning that occurs between the animal ownership deadline and the county fair and or the state fair. Having animal ID requirements teaches youth that they are a part of a larger livestock industry in which individual animal ID and traceability are very important. A common misconception by many 4-H families is they are not livestock producers. They are just livestock showers who treat livestock exhibition more like sports. It is important to remember that if you have animals, then the general public will consider you a livestock producer, and your actions, good and bad, can have a significant impact on public perceptions of animal agriculture. Animal ID requirements also prove that a given animal is a specific 4-H member's project animal.
So which animals have these state ID requirements?
Those animals include beef cattle, dairy cattle, swine, sheep, meat goats, dairy goats, pygmy goats, horses, and llamas.
Are there any species that have a new requirement for 2018?
Yes, in fact there is. There is a new DNA hair requirement for all beef cattle. This applies to beef and dairy beef market steers, registered heifers, commercial heifers, and dairy feeder steers. DNA hair samples for beef and dairy beef market steers are due in the county extension office by April 1st. In 2018, April 1st falls on a Sunday, so they will also be accepted on Monday, April 2nd. DNA hair samples for registered heifers, commercial heifers, and dairy feeder steers are due in the county office by May the 15th. Please check with your county extension office about earlier deadlines set by your specific county. There are collection instructions and a how-to video on the 4-H Beef Project page of the Indiana 4-H website. Also, collection envelopes are available from your county extension office. Please note that this is a requirement for state fair beef cattle only. Please check with your county office about requirements for county-only beef cattle.
Why was the DNA requirement added to beef cattle?
DNA was implemented for beef cattle for pretty much the same reasons as swine a couple years ago. I do not think that there is a problem with switching animals, and I am not trying to catch anyone, but DNA in swine has allowed us to give youth the benefit of the doubt when it comes to animal ID issues, much like we do for sheep with retinal imaging. If there is an issue with a tag in sheep, we simply retinal image the animal there at the state fair and then allow that animal to be shown when it matches. DNA has taken a significant amount of the stress away from swine check-in for this same reason. The past couple of years, we have tried to give families the benefit of the doubt with beef cattle when they say they lost the tag on the way to the state fair or something similar. I believe that this does happen, but I worry that people are starting to think that we will let them show regardless of the situation, and I don't like where that could be headed. DNA gives us that permanent form of ID to give youth the benefit of the doubt when it comes to ID issues. Think of this like an insurance policy against tag issues. It will only help 4-H members.
How will DNA work at the state fair for swine and beef cattle? Does it cost the 4-H members anything?
So basically, if there is any issue with the 840 RFID tags, county tags, tattoos, or ear notches for swine, the 4-H member will have the opportunity to have a DNA hair sample pulled right there at the state fair to be compared to the spring sample that they turned into the county extension office. They would be allowed to exhibit their animal with the understanding that if the DNA does not match, they will be disqualified. And this does not cost the 4-H member anything.
Could you list the complete animal ID requirements?
Sure. So starting out with beef cattle, for beef and dairy beef steers, it is the 840 RFID tag, a 5-digit county tag, and the DNA hair sample. For commercial heifers, it is an 840 RFID tag, a 5-digit county tag, and a DNA hair sample. And then registered heifers, the 840 RFID tag, the tattoo, and a DNA hair sample. And then finally, for dairy feeder steers, it is the 840 RFID tag, the 5-digit county tag, and a DNA hair sample. For dairy cattle females, it is the 840 RFID tag. For swine, and this includes barrows and gilts, it is the 840 RFID tag, the ear notch, and a DNA hair sample. For sheep, market lambs, it is the 5-digit county tag and a retinal image. For commercial ewes, the 5-digit county tag or a farm flock tag and the retinal image. And then finally, for registered ewes, it is the tag from the registration paper and the retinal image. For meat goats, meat goat wethers require the 5-digit county tag or a tattoo and a retinal image. The market goat does require a 5-digit county tag or a tattoo, and then boar goat does require their tattoo. For dairy goat does, they require the tattoo, and then dairy goat wethers require a 5-digit county tag or a tattoo. And then for pygmy goats, we will accept a tattoo or a microchip number or a 5-digit county tag or a scrapie tag. And then for horses and llamas, they require a color picture that shows the face and all 4 feet. One quick disclaimer, the requirements that we just talked about are for the 4-H animal shows at the Indiana State Fair. It is possible for some counties to have different requirements for county-only animals. Thus, I would encourage you to contact your county extension office for requirements for county-only animals.
Aaron, where do 4-H youth go to put in the animal ID information?
All animals should be identified in Indiana 4-H Online by their respective deadline. You can just Google Indiana 4-H Online, or you can go to in.4honline.com.
What are those respective deadlines that you mentioned?
April 1st is the traditional animal ID deadline for beef and dairy beef market steers. Since that falls on a Sunday in 2018, Indiana 4-H Online will remain open through the end of the day on Monday, April 2nd. The deadline for all other animals is May the 15th. Once again, I would suggest contacting your county extension office for information regarding any earlier deadlines set by your respective county. And I can't stress this enough. Please do not wait until the last minute to start the animal ID process.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today on this episode of Barn Chatter. I really enjoyed discussing the 4-H animal ID requirements with you, and I hope that I'm able to join you again in the future. So Aaron, where do they go if they need any more additional information on this?
So for more information about animal ID or just the Indiana 4-H program in general, please visit extension.purdue.edu/4-H.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening. I look forward to joining you for the next episode of Barn Chatter.